بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My most respected elders and beloved brothers, all praise and gratitude belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who through His infinite kindness, through His infinite mercy, who has selected us, chosen us from the billions of people on the face of the earth, billions who have come before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how many more that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah has selected us, chosen us, and blessed us with this ni'mat of Iman. Say Alhamdulillah. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete Iman. May Allah grant us the honor of being raised with Sahaba-i-Kiram. Allah Pak in Quran says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Bring Iman like how my Sahaba have brought Iman, then you on Hidayat. That's the level we have to strive for. The things of the world, they have certain levels, certain qualities, certain value. According to its features, according to its quality, its value is increased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the beautiful company of Sahaba, blessed them with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why you find in the lives of Sahaba, it wasn't something that was sunnata muakkida or ghair muakkida or mustahab or nafil. Every action that emanated from the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beloved to Sahaba. Once a Sahabi is traveling, many years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stops at a particular spot, makes the action of relieving himself. He doesn't relieve himself, he just makes the action, and thereafter he continues. So his companion tells him, I saw you doing something strange. So he said, many years prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was traveling on this road with the master Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the need to relieve himself. He stopped at the spot, relieved himself, and thereafter continued. He says, I couldn't pass the spot without imitating even this action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the level of ittiba, of the way they emulated the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Pak grant us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the honor of being raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. That nation a person loves, that nation a person imitates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hashar, resurrect them tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Beloved brothers, this is a night not of some bayan, but this is a night of fikr, worry and concern. We gather every week. It's not that we listen to some bayan and thereafter we go back home. But we come here to increase a fikr, a worry, a concern, to bring a pain in our heart. That what is our object in this world? Why Allah sent us? And how the whole of mankind? That how we have to find Allah and the whole of mankind has to find Allah. We have to find Allah in salah, we have to find Allah in his zikr, we have to find Allah in tilawat, we have to find Allah in our sadaqah, we have to find Allah in our fasting, we have to find Allah in our hajj, we have to find Allah in every amal. The object is not 3 days and 40 days and 4 months and 2.5 hours daily or the morning mashwara. But the object is we have to find Allah. That Allah who has created everything, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, whether it is the sky created by Allah, whether it is the earth created by Allah, whether it is the coming down of the rain, whether it is the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, in the creation of the sky, in the creation of the earth. And all these natural phenomena that we see around us, whether it is the coming of day, whether it is the coming of night, Allah is in total control over everything. Allah is that being when there wasn't a single grain of sand, Allah created mountains. Allah is that being when there wasn't a single drop of water, Allah created oceans. Allah is the one who created sweetness. Allah is the one who created the lion without a lion. Allah is the one who created the tiger without a tiger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire system. Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, look within yourselves. Don't we take a lesson from it? Our eyesight from Allah, our hearing from Allah, our speech from Allah. Every ni'mat and bounty that we have is from Allah. We went to meet a person now recently. Every year they go for a holiday. Takes his wife and his children for a holiday. A sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, allow me to go touring. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh my sahabi, something in effect, the tourism of my ummah is khuruj fi sabilillah. This is our job. Wherever we go is for the sake of hidayat. The worry and concern that people recognize Allah. Sahaba went for business, in their heart was a worry, a pain, a cry. Tabi'in who adopted that went to a country. 6-7 of them went to do business, but in their heart was the worry and concern of hidayat. The entire continent accepts deen. We haven't been sent to tour. We haven't been sent to waste our money. Allah has sent us with an object. So anyway, before they left, the wife went for a checkup. Everything is perfect. Lands in the country. Wife says, I'm not feeling well. The next day, he tells the husband, let's change our ticket, let's go back home. The afternoon they get to the airport, the wife suffers a stroke, loses her memory. When we met him, it was 2.5 months later. Wife had come out of rehab. Husband is a stranger to her. She doesn't recognize her own husband, doesn't recognize her own home, does not recognize her own children. How dependent we are on Allah. Allahu Samad, Allah is independent. Our eyesight in the control of Allah. Our hearing in His control. Our speech in His control. The movement of our limbs is totally in the control of Allah. We own nothing. We have nothing. Qulillahumma malikal mulk. This entire kingdom belongs to Allah. Allah gives it to whom He wants. Allah takes it away from whom He wants. No king becomes a king because of his lineage. No president becomes a president because of people voting him. This is the decree of Allah. Allah elevates whom He wants. Allah disgraces whom He wants. Allah is the one who is in control of everything. Life in His hand, death in His hand. And beloved brothers, we haven't come to live, but every one of us, we are waiting to die. But the effort we are making today is not the effort to die. The effort we are making is the effort to live. Somebody wants to upgrade his home. Somebody wants to upgrade his car. Somebody wants to upgrade his cell phone. Somebody wants to upgrade his curtain. Somebody wants to upgrade the carpet. Somebody wants to upgrade. Who wants to upgrade the quality of his iman? Who wants to upgrade the quality of his salah? That is our elders tell us, bring ta'lim in our lives, ta'lim in our homes every day. Bring the life of sahaba in front of us every day. Bring the lives of sahaba in front of our wives and our children every day. The virtues of Quran, salah, zikr, striving for Allah's deen, and the virtues for spending for Allah's deen. These are the billboards of amal. Today the billboards of everything else is in front of us. The latest fashion, the latest design, the latest this. So a man sees it, he wants to upgrade. His car becomes no more comfortable, curtain becomes no more comfortable. Daily we'll listen to the life of sahaba, the love of sahaba, the desire of sahaba Allah will bring into our heart. Daily we'll listen to the virtues of Quran. The love of Quran will come into us. The value of Quran, the object of Quran. Why Quran was revealed? Revealed in the month of Ramadan, for what, beloved brothers? It was the introduction of Allah upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah is our Khaliq, Creator is Him. Created from nothing, we are insignificant. Who is there from two drops of fluids? Allah brings this beautiful body into existence. Allah revealed His marifat upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ramadan, one is to recite Quran. Allah give us tawfiq of the love of Quran, to increase the tilawat of Quran. But Quran wasn't only revealed to be read. Quran was revealed so that Allah's azmat, His greatness, His marifat comes into our heart, and this is taken to the whole of mankind. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something to this effect. We learn Quran Sharif from four people. Abdullah bin Masood, Ubay bin Kaab, Muaz bin Jabal, and Salim radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Who was Salim? In the hadith only his name comes. Salim. No mention of his father's name. No mention of his lineage. He says Salim was a slave. Ordinary person, a slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day sees Salim coming. He becomes so happy. He says, how fortunate, how blessed is my ummah that Allah has honored my ummah with Salim radiallahu ta'ala. Allah honors through Quran. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, at the time of his demise, he said, if Salim radiallahu anhu was alive, I would have made him Amirul Mu'mineen without making mashura with anyone. Salim was known, he was first the slave of Abu Hudhaifa, then he was freed, and then he was known as his friend, Salim Mawla Abu Hudhaifa. And the riwayat, that's what he comes as his name, Salim the friend of Abu Hudhaifa. Is in the battle of Yamama, just after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Musaylima claimed false nabuwat, claimed false prophethood, and the Jamaat was sent to protect the iman of the ummah, that the ummah must be saved from kufr and shirk, that deen which was sent, that iman to be protected in the ummah. Salim and Abu Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu go in the battlefield, and both of them tell, let us show the ummah today what is the meaning of those who are hamila Quran, those who are the bearers of Quran Sharif. Abu Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu goes through the battlefield, and he's chanting and he's addressing the people, ya hamilul Quran, O people, the bearers of Quran, beautify Quran with your actions. Normally you say beautify your actions with Quran Sharif, bring Quran Sharif alive. But teach the ummah till the day of Qiyamah what was Quran Sharif revealed for. Beautify, show the ummah why Quran Sharif was given. That this life and this health is only for Allah. This life and health is to bring Allah's kalima alive. This deen, this marifat of Allah is to come into the heart of each and everyone till the day of Qiyamah. And on the other hand, Salim radiallahu ta'ala goes around and he says, O people of Quran, be hamil al-Quran, ana, the most rich bearer of Quran Sharif will be me if today any harm comes to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I am left alive. Allah has given us this to bring Quran Sharif alive in the ummah. Allah's deen has to come, Allah's marifat has to come. A person who finds Allah in reality has found everything, and a person who hasn't found Allah, then he's at the greatest lost. He's in the greatest of loss. Allah says, I've created the sky and the earth. And this changing of this natural phenomena for whom? For those who are wise, for those who are intelligent. Who are the wise ones? Not the one who gets the seven A's and this and the distinctions of this world and the degrees of this world and the wealth of this world and the buildings of this world and the warehouses of this world. Who are the intelligent ones? Alladhina yaskuruna Allah. They are those who praise Allah, those who remember Allah in every condition, whether they're standing, whether they're sitting, whether they're reclining on the street, in the shop, in our job, in our families, at the time of nikah, in the time of happiness, in the occasions of sadness, on the day of Eid. In every moment, the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. What is the zikr of Allah? The zikr of Allah is the itaat of Allah, is the obedience of Allah. And the one who turns away from Allah's remembrance, from his signs, what Allah says, I will make his life in this world narrow. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. I will make his life narrow in this world. And not only that, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَى. He'll be risen up blind tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. He'll ask Allah, O my Allah, why have you made me blind in this world when I was seeing? Allah says, my signs came to you. My favors came to you. My namas came upon you. But you forgot about it. You turned away from it. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَىٰ. A person will be treated in similar manner on the day of Qiyamah. Who are we going to turn to, beloved brothers? We've got nobody but Allah. We've got no other door but Allah. In the qabr is Allah. On the day of Qiyamah is Allah. In Hashr is Allah. On Pulsirat is Allah. And it's only Allah's decision and kindness and mercy upon us that we'll be able to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and going to Jannah. Over and over again you'll hear in the ayats of Quran, Allah Pak mentions his ni'mats, and thereafter says, make shukr, it is Allah who guided us. Mawlana recited in Quran Sharif also, with regard to Hajj, remember Allah and then make shukr to Allah that Allah guided us. It is only through his kindness that he has selected us, chosen us, brought us. But to protect this iman, we have to leave this world with this iman. We are now in one area, one uncle was taking us for gush. So as we pass a place of idol worship, and at the bottom of the street, there was a massive double-story house. So he said, let me tell you about the incident of a youngster from this home. He says, youngster was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. He wasn't a hafiz, nor was he an alim. He used to sit in the tafsir after fajr in the masjid. And at the end of the tafsir, he used to go to the Mawlana. He says, don't you think this could be also the meaning of Quran? Or this could be the meaning of this ayat? And Mawlana used to go and check it up and come back and tell him, listen, yes, you're right, it's part of tafsir, it's in the kitabs of tafsir, it's written in the books of tafsir. And it was a regular occurrence. He says, one day they were going past this place of idol worship. So he told him, Uncle Muhammad, I'd like to see what's inside. So Uncle Muhammad told him, listen, our deen, what we have got is sufficient. Our deen is complete. There's no need to look at anything else. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one day is reading the pages of Torah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in front of him. There's expression of anger on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His color changes. Until Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is tapped and said, why don't you pick your head up and see what's happening in front of you? The moment he looks at the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he realizes his mistake, he puts down the pages of Torah, he asks for forgiveness. Our deen is complete. There's no need for us to add anything. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Umar, if Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was present now, he'll also have to follow the kitab that I have come with. He'll have to follow my sharia and my deen. Once a Yahudi comes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and tells him, O Umar, there's an ayat in Quran. If this ayat was revealed to us, we'd have made it the day of Eid. We'd have made it the day of celebration. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him, what ayat was this? So he says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radaytu lakum al-islam wa deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've completed your deen for you. Deen is complete, perfect, nothing to add, nothing to subtract. That is why go to ulama ikram. Ilm is one part of our deen. Learn our deen. Learn what Allah wants from us. It's not on our understanding and our intellect. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, the person who puts his reliance on his intellect will be deviated. Sahaba learned deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabin learned it from him, and this deen was sent to us. Protected and given to us. The road is clear. There's nothing for us to add. وَلَكِنِّي بُعِشْتُمْ بِالْحَنَقِيَّةِ الصَّرِحَةِ I've been sent with an open, crystal, clear way. The road has been lit. A road of success. A road of happiness. There is no other way. But the commands of Allah in the beautiful manner shown by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we understand or we don't understand. Whether we appreciate or we don't appreciate. Bring this beautiful deen. Go to ulama ikram. Learn this deen. Learn the deen from ulama and bring it practically in our lives. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And I've completed my ni'mats and favors upon you. Every part of this deen is a ni'mat. Salah is a ni'mat. Allah's zikr is a ni'mat. Tilawat is a ni'mat. Istighfar is a ni'mat. Taqwa is a ni'mat. Every aspect of this deen is a ni'mat. A person who guards his salah, Allah takes the zimadari, the responsibility of putting him into jannat. A man who reads his fajr salah is in the protection of Allah. A person who will read his chast salah, Allah will give him the reward of hajj and umrah every day. A person who reads, that's ishraq, a person who reads his chast salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his needs for that day. A person who reads awabin after maghrib salah, 6 rakats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a palace for him in Jannat. And the one whom Allah gives tawfiq to stand up in front of him at night, when Allah is asking who is there that has a need that I may fulfill it? Who is there in any difficulty that I may remove it? Who is asking that I may fulfill his desire? Allah is asking. One is the muazzin is making azan. The other, Allah is giving alan. Allah is giving the call. Who is there to leave that soft bed? Person who reads Surah Yasin in the morning, all his needs for that day are fulfilled, taken care. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu is about to leave the world. His friend comes with a bag of gold coins, whatever it is, comes and presents it to him. He asks him, what is it for? He says, you are leaving daughters behind with nothing for them. He says, take it away, my daughters do not require it. I've taught them Surah Waqia. Whoever will read Surah Waqia at night, poverty will never come into that home. Allah has given us deen. Every aspect of this deen is a ni'mat. Sadaqah is a ni'mat. Treat your sick with sadaqah. The one who spends, Allah will multiply 10 times. The one who will give for Allah. Allah says, Allah makes an announcement, do not become afraid of poverty. The door of rizq is next to the arsh of Allah, it never closes. Spend and Allah will spend upon us. Spend for Allah's deen and Allah will open up His treasures upon us. He says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah has become happy with this deen, with Islam as our deen for us. We have to become happy with it. Become happy with it for our children, for our daughters, for our brothers, for our families. Bring deen alive. Bring the dressing of haya. Bring the dressing of modesty in our homes. Bring the dressing of sunnah upon our daughters. Bring this beautiful deen alive in our homes. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu tells us, Yahudi, oh Yahudi, it wasn't the day of one Eid. But it was the day of two Eids for us. It was the day of Jummah, which is an Eid for this ummah. And it was on the plains of Arafat. On that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whoever is present on the plains of Arafat, as if a mother gave birth to that person on that particular... And the day that a mother gave birth to that child, all the hujjaj are going, may Allah accept the hajj. May Allah take us also for hajj over and over again. Allah grant them hajj mabroor, hajj makbool. Make them understand the zimadari that is being placed upon them. Al-hajj arafah, hajj is arafah. So when you're coming back to the incidents of this youngster, so Uncle Muhammad tells him, listen, your deen, our deen is sufficient for us. He says, few weeks later, the youngster becomes very sick. So he says, I go to him. I go to visit him. He's lying on the bed. And as I enter the room, he tells me, Uncle Muhammad, there's one padri, one priest on the right-hand side of my room. Can you see him? There's another one in the other corner. They have given me some food to eat and you can feel it. Feel my stomach. My stomach is full and hard. And they have offered me the high post in the temple. And I'm considering it. How true are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At the time of maut, shaitan will come in different forms to take away our iman. The effort of shaitan in the entire life of a person is only 1%. Takes us away from salah, from zikr, from tilawat, from fasting, from the different commands of Allah. Takes us into the life of Allah protect, to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's only 1%. He said 99% of the effort of shaitan is at the time of maut. And shaitan will come in that way where our heart went to. Where that heart, the direction of it. That is why the effort of da'wah is to negate everything. La ilaha illallah. Not the shop, not the job, not the degree, not the things where we see is coming from. To negate this all the time. In many ways our heart. A sahabi wakes up from his sleep. Allah's Rasul wakes him up from his sleep. He asks him, oh Harisa, what's your condition today? Harisa wakes up from his sleep and he says that, O Nabi of Allah, I've woken up as a perfect mu'min, mu'mina, haqqa. Allah's Rasul tells him, oh my sahabi, every statement's got a proof. What's the proof of your statement? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I've woken up in that condition that my heart is turned away from dunya. This is the first sign of completion of iman. Today when the tashkil is made, what happens to us? We have to go for 4 months. We have to go for 4 months spell. Gush today. Where is the heart? What is the loss? What is the gain? Allah, it's not our wealth that will take us out. It's not our abilities that will take us out. It is only Allah's karam and fazl upon us. That how we beg from Him, Allah, accept me, Allah. Allah, accept me, Hajj Abdul Wahab rahmatullah alayh. From 1944, for some 60, 70 years or 80 years, what was his dua? Allah humko kabul farma, Allah humko kabul farma, Allah humko kabul farma, Allah accept us, Allah accept us. You have to ask for acceptance. That how Allah accepts our life and our health. This does not belong to us. Allah in Quran says, "Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum." Allah has bought our life and our wealth in exchange of Jannat. Shaykh Sahib Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Dam Barakatum, in the Shell Cross Istima many years ago, he read this ayat and cried. And then he said that if you only understand the meaning of this ayat, he says that this life and this wealth Allah has bought does not belong to us, it's only an amanat. He says if you spend it for anything else but the deen of Allah, we have made a khayanat of an amanat, we have misappropriated a trust which Allah has put on us. There's not a single command in Quran where Allah commands us to earn our rizq. Ulama tell us there's not one ayat, not a single ayat in Quran. Over and over again Allah tells us, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your risk is in the sky. This is Allah's promise. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is no creature on the face of the earth إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. But his risk is by Allah. يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا مُسْتَوْدَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah knows our needs. Allah knows it better than us. And Allah says, I've written, the pens have been lifted and the ink is dry. It's written what a person is going to get. Wallah, we will not get 1 cent more, not 1 cent less. We've been sent that how we recognize Allah, our children recognize Allah, because the first question of the grave is Mar Rabbuk. Where was that heart? Where did it turn to? In every need, what was the direction and goal of this heart? To take the whole of mankind out of deception. What we are seeing, what is happening. La ilaha illallah. It is only Allah. This effort of da'wah that we are able to speak about Allah. We are asked to give da'wah 25 times a day. To speak about Allah. So that this heart becomes affected. But the heart is such that if you tell it 1,000 times, a person says that Allah is doing, makhluk cannot do. No power, no government, no king. Everything is useless in the eyes of Allah. He says after 1,000 times, maybe the heart will say, maybe yes, maybe you're right. How to turn this heart? So Allah created all this so a person recognizes him. Imagine that heart turned for a few seconds. At the time of Moses, Shaitan came in that form. What will happen to us, beloved brothers? Where's our heart? Where's our day? Where's our night? Ummat going to Jahannam, the cry doesn't affect our heart. 2 billion Muslims on the face of the earth, 1.5 billion not making namaz, doesn't affect our hearts, doesn't pain us. Our namaz is still the same. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes salam after Fajr salah, after Jummah salah. He looks who's missing in the masjid. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu missing in the masjid. Immediately he goes to the home of Mu'az. Says, Mu'az, what prevented you from coming to the masjid? He was owing a Yahudi some money, he stopped him from coming. Sayyid Umar radiallahu anhu makes salam after Fajr salah. He's looking who's missing in the masjid. A youngster is missing in the masjid. Immediately he goes to his home. He asks the mother that why wasn't Suleiman present in the masjid? The mother says, Suleiman spent the entire night in the ibadat of Allah. Not in some haram activity. Entire night in the ibadat of Allah. He said the time of Fajr sleep overpowered him. He performed his Fajr salah at home. He didn't miss his Fajr salah. He read his Fajr salah and slept. Sayyid Umar says, I prefer my Fajr with Jamaat than spending the entire night in the ibadat of Allah. How to worry? We make salam after Fajr salah. Is the namaz increasing? Has it increased? What mashwara are we sitting for? What fikr are we making? What pain is in our heart? What concern comes into our heart? A man who misses one salah, his name is written on the gate of Jahannam that he must enter. Hadith of Rasulullah says something, in effect, the man who establishes his salah establishes his deen. And the person who destroys his salah, destroys his deen. Ummah today is destroying deen. How is Allah's help going to come? One riwayat comes, something to this effect, if 12,000 people with iman, with yaqeen, With that heart corrected inside, they'll pick their hands up and make dua. Allah will answer the dua. Month of Ramadan, 3.5 million around Baytullah picking their hands up in dua. Where's the heart? Where's our heart, beloved brothers? What cry and pain do we have in our heart? Haji Baipaja Rahmatullah Ali, one day was in transit in Ethiopia in the early days. So at the immigration, he told them, I want to go inside. So they told him, there's a civil war inside, you're crazy. He said, I want to go, my children are dying. He said, what do you mean? He said, my children are dying, I want to go and see them. He said, okay, leave your passport, go. So he came through immigration. The first person he met was Haji Musa, Rahmatullah Ali. And this we heard from Haji Musa himself. He says, when I saw Haji Sab, the noor on his face, what was on the top, what was the inside of him, what was his cry and pain inside? He says that I just looked at him, I was affected. So I asked him, where are you going to? He said, wherever you take me. He says, okay, come to my home. He says, Haji Sab cried from the airport till my home. The body is lying on either side. He says, I gave him something to eat. I showed him his room. I showed him there was an oil lamp at that time. I showed him how to put it off. And I went to sleep. He says, 11 o'clock at night, my eyes opened. The lamp was still on. I thought maybe Haji Sab had some difficulty putting it off. So he says, I went to see. And I saw Haji Sab in the position of sajda crying. He said, I went back to sleep. 12 o'clock, my eye opened again. Lamp was still on. I went and checked. Haji Sab was in the position of sajda, same position, still crying. He said, I went back to sleep. Allah opened my eyes every hour that night. And I went, and Haji Sab was in the same position, crying in front of Allah. Today, where's our crying today? How much is our heart crying today? What are we crying for? Are we crying for the ummah today being saved from Jahannam and going to Jannah? What's going to happen to someone? He says, after Fajr, I gave him something to eat. Took him to the airport. His flight took off. And the announcement was made that the civil war is over. He said, I had full yakin in my heart that it was the crying of this man that Allah made this decision. He didn't know tabligh. Haji Sahib made his tashkil for 4 months. He says, immediately I went for 4 months, came back, started the effort, became the Amir of Ethiopia. So how this heart that Allah has given us to worry about the ummah, what's going to happen to a person when he leaves this world? That cry and pain and restlessness in our heart. Anyway, Uncle Muhammad says, I told this youngster, Yunus, now give them dawat. Speak to them, talk to them about Allah. Give them dawat. He says, day after I made him get up, go and read 2 rakats of salah, make wuzu, read 2 rakats of salah. On the one hand, turning towards Allah himself, crying and making dua for the protection of the person's iman and yaqeen. He says that night he had to leave for Umrah. The next day as he entered into Makkah Sharif, he got a message that Yunus Bhai passed away. So ask him, how was his end? What happened? He says, Alhamdulillah, he read Isha that day, he read Fajr the next day. We don't know which knock on which door somebody's life is going to be saved. Many years ago, we were in Australia, we used to look on the directory for the names of the Muslims. So we found the name of one Yemeni brother. So we went to his house, probably the 5th or 6th time we found him. So when he opened the door, the first question he asked us is that, how did you find me? So I told him, you see, we like the angel of death. We'll find you wherever you are. You can't avoid the brothers of the masjid. And the brothers of Tashkil worse also. Actually, they're worse than the angel of death. Angel of death will come once and take us away. These satis from the masjid, Tashkil Jamaat, they'll keep coming, you know. Come for 3 days, then they say come for 10 days, then go for 40 days, then go for 4 months. Then they say, no, you must do 1 4-month pedal also. Then they say, I give 4 months every year. Never happy. When they'll give us peace, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we'll thank Allah. Ya Allah, it was raham from you. That these brothers came out of concern for us. To take us out of this deception. That this life and this health and this wealth is mine. To make it easy for us to answer the questions in the grave, for kalima to come out from the lips, beloved brothers. The end result of all our harkat and our movement, the end result of our salah, our zikr, our tilawat, our khuruj, our 3 days, our 40 days, our 4 months, 1 year, whatever it is at the time of mort a person lives with iman. That is the crux of it, beloved. That last moment is all about iman. So any of this person naturally upset, he asked how. So I told him, look, we'll find you wherever we are. After a while, he calmed down. Beloved brothers, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised the people of Yemen, Al Iman Yamani wa Hikmata Yamani, praised the iman of a Yemeni, praised his wisdom and foresight. When you found him, he was in a state of intoxication. And not just intoxicated, he had become a murtad, and his entire family had come out of the deen of Allah. After speaking to him for a while, this is the effect of Dawud, beloved brothers. Darkness is because of an absence of light. We put the light on, the darkness will go away. Because we have forgotten our duty and responsibility. Today this is the ahwal of the ummah. These are the conditions in the ummah. So after a while he calmed down and he said, I was muazzin of the masjid. Not just muazzin of the masjid. He says, I was imam of the masjid. I was hafiz of Quran also. But when I stopped coming to the masjid, nobody worried about me. Nobody came to look for me. Our masjid were amal, beloved brothers, ijtima that is coming place. Like I mentioned, this ijtima and our ijtimas are not some jalsas, we gather people, mashallah, bayan, good food, dua, and we go back home. Ijtima is an excuse for the doubt of the greatness of Allah, the doubt of the power of Allah, His marifat to come into the hearts of everyone, and the doubt of the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reach everyone in every locality, in every home, in our area. From now in this 2 months, how everybody gets the da'wat. Not of ishtima. Da'wat of Allah. Da'wat of Allah's greatness. So that from takbir till salam, it's only Allah. In salah is Allah. In sajda is Allah. And outside salah is Allah also. Allah in Quran says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُوا عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. A person who turns, who forgets the remembrance of Allah, who becomes unmindful of Allah. What Allah mentions? Allah says, Nuqayyid, I appoint a shaitan which becomes his friend. We are making friendship with shaitan. Allah is appointing, Allah says, a person who forgets me, shaitan becomes his friend. We appoint a shaitan to become his friend. How we become friends of Rahman? Speak about Allah, everyone to recognize Allah. Understand, his qabr is right in front of us. We are waiting to leave, beloved brothers. There is no guarantee. Accident is an excuse, bullet is an excuse, gunshot is an excuse, stroke is an excuse. Death will come on its appointed time. It's yaqeen, Allah calls it yaqeen. It's going to come, wallah, we are just waiting, we don't know when the next second we are going to meet Allah. Ummah today has to meet Allah, a person will never be able to come back. A person will tell Allah, Rabbana absarna wa sami'na. Wallah, everything has become perfected now. Eyesight is perfected. Hearing has become perfected. Unseen is in front of us. Wallah, send me back into the world. What are you going to do, ya Allah? Do those actions that are pleasing to you. The simultaneous answer of Allah will be, kalla, these are only words, impossible. These are only words you are speaking. Ijtima is how door to door, street to street, home to home, everybody in every home. Mashallah, we completed the street. Whether we met the person or didn't meet the person. In one home we met one person, 4 other baligh males. What tabligh have we done? What gush have we done? What fikr have we made? Nights are long, Allah has given us enough time. After Isha, Isha is 7 o'clock. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, Allah has given us, we go and knock the doors and see how many hearts Allah will change. People are waiting. On the very first day, Allahu Akbar, in the very first day when we are walking in Soweto, a person comes running up to us. He says, I want to become like you all. Walk with the fikr of Rasulullah. Allah will bring people. The month of Ramadan, we are not talking of South America and any other part of the world. First day of Ramadan, we are walking past service station. Person's got his latest fancy Mercedes Benz. undesirable bottle on top of his bonnet. In a state of intoxication, he greets us, he makes salam. Reply to Islam, ask him, what's your name? He says, Ibrahim. So he tell me, you know, it's the month of Ramadan. Doesn't even know it's the month of Ramadan. We're not talking about any other country, our own country. How much of fikr? We will be answerable. Allah has given us an amanat. The cover of everyone, his akhirat, his hashar is an amanat. One area we went after Fajr Salah. So we asked the brother, can we go and meet somebody? Sunday morning. So he says, come, let's go. How well, as I say, do gush in the morning also. Do gush at night also. Allah will change halats. Allah will change conditions. We are free to do the amals correctly. The person came here from Kyrgyzstan 2 years ago. He was giving a kalguzari of Kyrgyzstan. He says, what was their halat? What was their condition? He says, initially their forefathers used to worship idols. The sun, moon, whatever it was. He says, Sahaba came. Or Tabi'in came to them. Their forefathers accepted Islam. He says, thereafter Allah brought such a condition upon them that for 1100 years they took care of deen. Great muhaddis, Imam Bukhari, etc., Tirmidhi, etc. All the great muhaddisin Allah brought from this Mubarak land. For 1100 years they took care of deen. He says, when a time came, when they forgot their job and their responsibility, when their amals changed, when their fikr became something else besides the hidayat of the ummah, when khurush came out of them, Mawlana Ubaidullah rahmatullah alayhi, what he used to say, he says, 40 years the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was around Baytullah. He says, not one idol came out of Baytullah. He says, then Dawat started. 10 years of Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Plus another 3 years, 13 years, Salah also came down. After that, 13 years of Qurbani and Mujahida of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak family, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, the family of Yasir, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Qurbani of that plus minus 100 of them, after 6 years of Dawat, there was only 40 that accepted Islam. Sayyid Umar was the 40th one to accept Islam. Plus minus 100 of them gave Qurbani. Ma'abidullah used to say another 13 years of akhlaq and Qurbani, still not one idol came out of Baytullah. He says until Hijrat took place, until they left, until they moved. And thereafter another 6 years plus matters of Qurbani and Mujahida. And then at the time of Fatah Makkah, when Rasulullah enters, then he pointed to those idols, وَقُلْ جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحْقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. Those idols broke. Idols were removed from Kaaba Sharif. To remove the idols from this heart. We know what's in our heart. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, you want to know what's in the heart, read 2 rakats of namaz. If you don't know what's in this room, put the lights on, you'll see everything. If you don't know what's in this heart, read 2 rakats of namaz. And what you see in your namaz, that's what's in the heart. And Allah protect and Allah forbid if there's anything else besides Allah, that is what's going to come out in the grave. So this brother was saying from Kyrgyzstan, he says, when our amals change, that Allah brought such a halat on us that for 100 years, almost 100 years, we couldn't take Allah's name. Haram was forced into their mouth. One Kabristan, 5,000 ulama were made shaheed at one time. Another Kabristan, 25,000 of them, because their name was Muhammad, they were made shaheed at one time. Understand, khuruj in our life, to move, Allah's Rasul went from door to door, from person to person. Nobody has an excuse. Sayyidina Abu Bakr emptied the whole of Madina Munawwara. Allah has given us an amanat, hidayat of the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. We have forgotten this job and responsibility. That is why the three of them at the time of Tabuk that didn't go, two of them were Badri Sahaba, upon whom Rasulullah SAW said, if the people of Badr, from today, if they do not, if they, whatever they commit is maaf. But when he came to Khuruj, one said, I've been in every expedition. What's the if I don't go on this trip? I've done my gush every day. What's the if I miss this week's gush? I'm going every month for 3 days. What's the if I miss my 3 days for this month? I'm giving my chilla every year. What's the if I miss my chilla this year? I've given my 4 months every year. What's the if I miss my 4 months? Understand how many of us is the cry and pain in our heart? My time Allah hasn't accepted. Where is my walking? Where is my sleeping? Mawlana Ilyasa rahmatullahi alayhi, one of his du'as is written in his Malfuzat. A person whom Allah gave tawfiq of spending time for his deen, gave him tawfiq of going for 3 days and 40 days and 4 months and linking himself with this work. And if he leaves this effort, Allah, Mawlana Ilyasa made dua, Ya Allah, do not give him churn in anything until he comes back to this effort. Miss the gush that for what we missed it, Allah will never give us barakat in it. Ask from Allah for afiyat, we are too weak. Allah mustn't test us. Allah gave us an amanat, a trust. What is amanat, beloved? A man's akhirat, a man's jannat and jahannam, a man's azab of qabr. Not some reward, beloved brothers. What made our elders at this age of 80 some more to be sitting at the time from asab time? Did they in their gush? Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullahi, one day I picked him up from the airport. He said, I left for 3 days, I came back after 9.5 months. What restlessness is in them? Today we are enjoying those beautiful fruits in front of us. For ease and comfort of dunya. We are forgetting our own selves. The days of Hajj, Allahu Akbar. Arafat, Allah's Rasul made dua. The ummah is forgiven, but one dua wasn't accepted. Wallah forgive the zalims of my ummah. Wallah forgive the zalims of my ummah. He comes to Muzdalifah. Ulama say he read Maghrib and Isha. One night he didn't make tahajjud salah, according to many riwayats, was the night of Muzdalifah. After Maghrib and Isha, he went into dua and crying in front of Allah, Allah forgive the zalims of my ummat, Allah forgive the zalims of my ummat, Allah forgive the zalims of my ummat. Who is the zalims of this ummat, beloved brother? No kafir will go into jannat. Zalims are those whom Allah has given this iman, given us this effort. We were in Pedal Jamaat in one place. We needed some water for wuzu, for Asr Sara. There was a lady taking out some water from the well. So I stood in my container. She turned around. She said, you won't be able to use this water. I said, but Mama, you're using it. She said, yes, I'm using it, but you won't be able to use it. So I took a step forward and looked inside, and the water was completely black. So I said, Mama, how are you using it? She said, we've got no other option but to use it. Zulam was made on them as far as the water of this world is concerned, as far as the shelter, as far as the bedding, as far as their homes in this world is concerned. But what zalims are we, beloved brothers? We are making zulam on them as far as their bedding in the cupboard is concerned, as far as their watered house, their kawsar is concerned, as far as their palaces in Jannat. These are the zalims that Allah's Rasul cried and made dua, Ya Allah, forgive the zalims of my ummah. Allah has given us a great amanat, beloved brothers. Allah is the one who will change hearts. Allah is the one who will give hidayat. A little bit of khuruj, a little bit of movement, a little bit of harkat. Whom Allah is going to change? Whose heart Allah is going to change? That is why one of the Pedal Jamaats met that person in Zululand. And he narrated the incident. They met one person. His cousin had a few shops. There was a lady asking him about Islam. Never worried, never told her, never bothered. The lady passed away. After a few days, he saw her in a dream. He asked her, what's your condition in Akhirat? She said, I'm burning in Jahannam because of you. He got up, narrated the incident, went off his head. Where's the fikr, the restlessness? People in our homes, working for us, have you the worry and concern of the hidayat? Have you spoken to them about Allah? Have you spoken to them about Akhirat? When the incident was mentioned here one Saturday morning, it was the month of Ramadan. So I was sitting in the back about 9 o'clock, I was still in the masjid, one person came. He came and said, I want to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, let me read 2 rakats of namaz. He went and read 2 rakats of salah, he came back. He said, I heard the talk this morning. There was a person who used to ask me about Islam. I used to tell him, but I never desired his hidayat. Allah's Rasul was haris, desirous, people to recognize Allah. He says, I was giving him information. Our effort is not wama alayna illa al-balagh. I've given the message and it's over. He says, it worried me. I was giving him information. He says, I had his number saved. He had another job somewhere else. He says, I went, I found him. I spoke to him. I gave him dawah almost 1 hour, crying and making dua. Giving him dawah, crying and making dua. He says, Alhamdulillah, he accepted shahadat. I came to read 2 rakats of namaz to thank Allah. We have been sent for the whole of mankind, beloved brothers. That this cry and pain to come in our hearts, this gush of ours, we don't know who's going to change, who's going to be saved from Jahannam. That moment. So the brothers from Kyrgyzstan, you are seeing our amals changed. The fikr of dunya, the worry about dunya, Allah brought this halat upon us. He says, every masjid was destroyed apart from 17 masjids. They used to make cigarettes inside and they left that. And then in 1990, Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali came in. He says, the amals changed. Haji Sahib made tashkil of a cash jamaat. He came to, left from Nizamuddin, came back to Nizamuddin because the SA Mashura was taking place. Immediately after Mashura, he sent another jamaat to go and bring the jamaat cash. The jamaat came, first jamaat to spend 4 months. Thereafter they went back, 6 youngsters got ready. They went to Raiwind and spent 4 months. After 4 months they did their hifz. Thereafter they became ulama. And this Kalguzari I heard from one of the youngsters who became an ulama. He said, we finished our 1 year, then we went back. And 6 of them started making effort. At that time, load shedding was in our country. He said, your load shedding meant was like a joke. If we had lights for 2 hours, we were lucky. He says, your crime is a joke compared to what our crime was. Halats are because of amal. Amalukum ummalukum. According to your action will be your leaders. Today, what are we sending up? What amals are going from us? How many of us in gash? How many of us in talim? How many of us in fikr? Is our namaz increasing? Deen coming alive? The object is not the 3 days and 10 days. The object is deen, beloved brothers. Deen must come alive in us. The shock of akhirat, our connection with Allah, the desire to meet Allah, the desire for others to meet Allah, this has to come into us. So he says, we started making an effort. He says, Allah Pak now, when he mentioned the Kalguzari was 5,000. Jamaat came back. A month ago we met the Jamaat that went and came back. 8,000 places of Sarah. And the work is all on Makki Tartib. Entire Makki Tartib. How many? Over 1,000 brothers give 4 months every year in the path of Allah. At any given time, there are about 1,500 to 2,000 new brothers spending 4 months. So last year we went driving. So one person entered about 10 o'clock at night with his shirt and trousers. So I looked at him, asked him, where are you from? He said, no, I'm from South Africa. I said, from where? He said, from Durban. I said, from where? From Ridge Road. I said, Subhanallah. I said, who sent you? Which markas you came from or how you came? How you landed there? He said, I went to Kyrgyzstan to do my PhD degree, to do my doctorate. He says, when I landed, one of the youngsters saw me as a stranger. He took me home to make my ikram. His father gave me dawah and sent me here for 4 months. He said, I came from Kyrgyzstan for 4 months. When a mahal is created, whoever will come in that environment, Allah will affect their heart. For Mama bin Usal is tied to the pillar of the masjid. Allah's Rasul gives him dawah, he doesn't accept. Second day he gives him dawah, he doesn't accept. Third day he gives him dawah. He doesn't accept. Allah's Rasul says, leave him, let him go. He goes outside, takes a ghusl, comes back inside and recites shahadat. When environment is there, whoever will come in this environment, Allah will affect their hearts. That is why this deen Allah has given us, which is an amanat, the days of this Hajj, Muzdalifa, Allah's Rasul made dua. for the zalims of this ummah. Allah in Quran says that the one who does an act of evil or who oppresses himself. How beautiful are the words of Quran Sharif. How Allah explains to us. We're making zulm on ourselves, our qabr, our akhirat, and the akhirat of this ummah. So anyway, saying this, so ask this brother, where can you go? Who can we see after Fajr namaz? So he takes me, mashallah, we saw a different part of this place. Big houses. He runs, knocks the door. The guy wakes up from his sleep with his shorts and his t-shirt, welcomes inside, welcomes us inside his home. So happy to see us. The biggest gangster of the place. Until last year, they were part of a gang that were involved in some big hijackings. So somebody else tried to put them 60 bullets, they fired into the sky, brought his jacket and came with full holes inside. So I told him, I want to have a program for all your members. He wakes up, goes to the home, goes to his bedroom, brings his phone and come. He phones the person. He tells him, Brother Salim, where are you? Come quickly. The person comes rushing. He thought maybe something's happening. The Tablighis are sitting there. This was happening. There's no bigger gangsters than Tablighis. So anyway, talks to him. We said, we have a program for all the taxi bosses. MashaAllah, one of them gave 20 of his taxis for the shuttling of the Ijtima. Salahiyat in the ummah, abilities in the ummah to take people out of this deception. One person had a gunshot to his spine. His right hand side is lame. Walks with a limp, with difficulty. Walked 5 kilometers with us in the Jamaat. After 4 kilometers, I told him, you're managing. He said, no, inshallah, I'm going to walk right till the end. I said, mother, call a car to pick you up. He said, no, don't worry. Family came, picked him up. This effort Allah gave us to go to those people, nobody wants to go to them. First time in their life, the sons are listening about Allah, listening about Akhirat. What beautiful hearts. The ummah has got salahiyat. Haji Bhai Baja Rahmatullah Ali walked into Cape Town, one of the most notorious districts, District 6 at that time, with his tasbih. And he took out one of the biggest gangsters from there. And what was his ending? His ending was in sajda. Allah has given us this effort. Everybody has called. Allah wants to give hidayat. Allah wants to spread hidayat. So this khuruj that Allah Pak has given us, those two of them in Badr, two Badri, one said, I'll go, I've been everyone. The other one said that I've been in every expedition. What's day if I miss this one expedition? And the one he said, I got some family coming. So I will remain behind. Today for some family, our amals are missed. Gash is missed. 3 days is missed. Amals are missed. Haji Ibrahim Padia Rahmatullah Ali, if there's nikah in the home, after Maghrib Salah, or his janazah, it was the time of ta'lim. Whoever came with his nikah, half an hour ta'lim used to take place. That was the azmat of the amal that they had. The azmat of every amal. These four amals, dawah, ta'lim, zikr, ibadat, and khidmat, these are the four amals of hidayat. Masih Kansap Rahman used to say, whoever will do these four amals every day, Allah will make them as means of hidayat in that home, in that masjid, in that locality where these four amals take place every day. Allah daily will make that masjid or that home or that locality as a means of hidayat. Whoever will come into those homes, Allah will take the nur. And the other one comes, says, I'm going to go tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow. Next month, next week I'll come out, the whole year goes. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in ayat of Quran. First they were boycotted for 40 days, and then another 10 days, separated from their wives. Then Allah Pak sends an ayat of Quran, asking them, why is it that when you ask to strive in the path of Allah, اِثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, are we holding fast onto the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world to akhirat? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. There is no comparison of this earth, of this life of this world to akhirat. one movement of ours, we don't know whom Allah is giving hidayat, in which part Allah is giving hidayat, how Allah is giving hidayat. We were doing gush in one place, so we met one brother. So he says, I'm a new Muslim. I said, SubhanAllah. I said, tomorrow we're walking into your area. So after Asr, we went to meet him. So at we met him a few minutes, we told him, come for Salah. So he came with us. So we're sitting with him and talking to him, giving him some targheeb. Then I asked him that, how you accepted Islam? So he said that, I hated Islam with a passion. Mother was a Muslim, father was a non-Muslim, Hindu, parents separated. He says, I grew up with a hatred of Islam. He says, Allah brought a condition on me that my one side was lame, and the other side I'm getting seizures. He says, I started praying to my Hindu gods. I got no help. He says, then I thought of becoming a Christian. So I started praying to the God of the Christians. He says, still nothing is happening. He says, but I hear a voice in my ear, these words coming into my ears. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. He says, I'm ignoring it. I'm getting angry when I'm hearing it. He says, eventually, I decided that let me read it. He says, the moment I read it, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. He said, my entire left side came to normality. My seizures stopped, never to get it again. First of Ramadan, Allah blessed him with hidayat. Where the effort is made, how Allah will bring people. He says, the only thing I remembered from madrasa was Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. Only these four words, nothing else. Qurbani doesn't go to waste. Where the Qurbani is being made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his deen alive. This is the system of Allah. Ijtima' is to take out of this deception that this life and this health is mine. It's a preparation for the main ijtima' tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. When Allah is going to ask us, I gave you life, I gave you health, I gave you wealth, I gave you deen, what did you do for it? Haji is taken to Mina for to be reminded of the 10 years of the gush of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from 10 to 10, from 10 to 10. May yuwini, may yansurani. Who is there to listen to me? Who is there to help me? Who is there to give me a shelter? 10 years, beloved brothers. And after 10 years of effort, in the 10th year of Nubuwwat, his beloved wife is taken away from this world. At the same time, his uncle, who was his greatest supporter, also taken away. He goes to Taif. And we know what happened in Taif. What was his istiqbal? Allah reward the brothers today. What muhabbat. Wallahi, it's not us. It's the effort that Allah puts love into the hearts of people. People are not making our ikram. They're making ikram of the effort. The love of this effort, the acceptance of this effort. The qurbani has been given by those people before us. That mujahid and qurbani. Deen didn't come like this. What we're seeing didn't come like this. Came with a lot of effort. Our elders left the world with tamannas in their heart, buried. The children cried. Yesterday we went to meet a person. I told him, Wallah, you don't know what sacrifice your father gave. You didn't even understand what he was doing. You never understood the tabligh he was doing. Today we are all enjoying the fruits of that. We are enjoying all the ni'mats of this. Didn't come like that. Maulana Yaqub Sahib, I don't know if he's present, went to meet him once. Haji Bhai Paja's grandson. He said he saw his grandfather in the dream. He says, ask your nani how she managed 3 years without meat in the home. He got up, he went and asked his granny, is it true? 3 years, no meat in the house. She asked him, better, who told you? He said, I saw Nana in a dream. So tears in her eyes, she said, yes, it's true. Didn't come like that. He used to walk, jump on the sugarcane train. And today we are able to pick up Quran Sharif, beautiful place to read namaz. Today the environment, all you got to do is protect us. To look after this, to nurture it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu in Taif, you know what happens when he comes back. When he was in his low, Allah took him to the highest. Allah took him to the highest. And when he went in Miraj, what Allah says, Subhanallah, asra bi abdihi laylam minal masjid. ليلا من المسجد الحرام الى المسجد الى المسجد الاقصى. One of ulama was explaining from one masjid to another masjid. That's our life, beloved brothers. From masjid to masjid. Allah's Rasul says, when he's taken to Allah's presence, he's taken from masjid to masjid also. So understand, our life is masjid, our home is masjid. Our abode is masjid, we are people of the masjid. And he says, when he goes, he takes a gift to Allah. He takes a gift that he gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. That we are reading in every salah, every day, beloved brothers. What was there, beloved? There was no salah, there was no fasting, there was no hajj, there was no zakat. What was the bodily sacrifice that he went and gave? Ya Allah, I take to you the 10 years of my beating and pelting in Mina. Ya Allah, I take to you the 10 days of my abuse in the streets of Makkah, Mukarramah. Ya Allah, I bring to you the 3 years of Shaiba Abi Talib. Allah, I bring to you the crying of my daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, I bring to you the sacrifice of my Bilal. Ya Allah, being pelted the entire, being whipped the entire night, dragged through the streets of Makkah. Ya Allah, I bring to you the shahadat of Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, I bring to you the way that my Abu Bakr radiallahu was beaten, that his face could not be identified, being in the throes of death. Allah, I bring to you the da'wat of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, I bring to you the back of Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala. This is the hadith I bring to you. What are we presenting in salah? Where's our life being spent? Where's our abilities being spent? Allah, I bring to you the wealth of my Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. What did those daughters see? They only saw dunya leaving that home, dunya leaving that home, until there was nothing in that home. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Jibreel alayhi salam, such a time has come, there isn't a single grain of barley or a strand of wheat in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hears the thunderous sound, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, is it Qiyamah? He said, no, Allah is sending an angel down who has never come before. The angel comes and presents himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has sent me to turn the mountains into gold, silver, pearl, emerald and rubies. This dunya is nothing more than a deception, beloved brothers. The good of this world is the salah of this world, the zikr of this world, the tilawat of this world, the itaat of Allah. And Allah accepts our life in as a means of hidayat. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma hadina. Allah Akbar. He's making dua, Allah grant me hidayat. Like Maulana Ibrahim Sahib says, he was a Nabi in Dawat, he was a Nabi in dua also. To teach the Ummah what should ask for. Allah's Rasul is asking for hidayat. Daily being reminded, ask for hidayat. The focus is myself, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to this heart. I have to correct this inside my heart. To negate all this where the heart is attached to. Allahumma hadina wa hadibina. Allah grant others hidayat. وَأَجْعَلْنَا سَبَبًا لِمَنِ اهْتَدَىٰ. Allah, make us as the means of hidayat. Daily ask Allah, accept me Allah. My life, my health which Allah gave me. Haji Bhai Paji Rahman used to say at the time of Hijrat, when Rasulullah s.a.w. and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was in the cave, then Allah sent one spider to weave its web, and Allah sent one bird to lay the eggs. From the billions of spiders Allah chose one. From the billions of birds Allah chose one. There was nothing special about the spider, nor was there anything special about the bird. Allah gave the spider something special to do. Allah gave the bird something special to do that made it special. Allah gave us the work of Rasulullah to make our life special, to make our health special, to make our home special, to make our children special, to make this one short life of ours that Allah has given us special. From Mina, Deen went to Medina. From Mina to Medina Munawara, Deen went to the four corners of the world from Medina. But that Deen that went from Mina to Makkah, and the Hujjaj have been taken to understand this responsibility. He says, Arafat, Maulana used to say, Mu'asir Khan Sahib Rahim used to say, Mina, the Ummah is taken to Mina to understand the 10 years of effort that Rasulullah made, and after 10 years that one group accepted Islam, there's no time to go. Then the second group the next year came, the third year a bigger group came, and thereafter the first tashkil of 1 year was made. Usab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was sent for 1 year. He was known as Mukri, as a teacher. Tashkil of 1 year was made. In 1 year's effort, deen came in almost every home of Medina Munawwara. It says, Arafat, that responsibility, those that are present, take it to those that are absent. And Muzdalifah, the level to which you have to make effort, to ask Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have made zulm upon this effort, we have made zulm upon this great amanat and responsibility which Allah Pak has given us. Hilal brothers, there's no time to go into Kalguzari. Asal Kalguzari is on the day of Qiyamah. 4 months Kalguzari, if I give you all now, it'll take me 4 months. It's easier for you all to go for 4 months. So inshallah, let us make niyat inshallah. We want jamaats inshallah, 4 months pedal in the path of Allah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? We want a jamaat to walk in the path of Allah. Go from street to street, from place to place. We don't know who will walk, whose heart Allah will change, what khair Allah will bring, beloved brothers. All the deen that we see in the barakat of this parallel jamaat, in all our locations, in all the different areas, have mercy on the people of the earth. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people of the earth. The one in the sky will have mercy on us. Allah's Rasul was sent, وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was sent but as a mercy to the whole of mankind. This is an ummat of raham, an ummat of mercy. MashaAllah, who makes niyat, inshaAllah? We want jamaats, inshaAllah, make niyat for 4 months. Those who haven't been for 4 months, and we want 4 months pedal, inshaAllah. Come brothers, make niyat. Every 1 year, make niyat today, bila. Mubarak days. These are the days of acceptance. These are the days Allah has taken a qasam on these nights and these days of Zilhijjah. Stand up, we don't know when is. Your standing is ibadat also. Your niyat is ibadat also. Come, mashallah. Make niyat, inshallah, for 4 months, inshallah. Imran, 4 months pedal, inshallah. We start with pedal, inshallah, and come, mashallah. 4 months pedal. Salman, mashallah. Yeah, I got you. Hold this. Salman, inshallah. Maulana Muhammad Amin, mashallah. Ji, Maulana, mashallah. Marchi. Ji, what's the name? Muaz, Allah accept. Ji, Shah. What's the name? Muhammad? Akbar, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji, on this side, mashallah. Mashallah. Who's there? Maulana, mashallah. Maulana Osama, Maulana. Both the Maulana Osama's there, mashallah. Basa, in this. Ibrahim, mashallah. Maulana Ahmad Rida, mashallah. Allah kabul, ji. Imran, Allah accept from Tonga, Allah. Sheikh, your name again? Muhammad Noor, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, brothers, nobody should be left. Maulana Umair, Allah accept, mashallah. Maulana, mashallah. Ghani, Allah accept, mashallah. Imran, mashallah. Gori, Allah accept, mashallah. Shweb, Hafiz Shweb Parak, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Ji, what's the name? Maqsood, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji, Muhammad, Allah accept, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Come, brothers, make niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Ji, nobody should be left, mashallah. More brothers, inshallah. Come, come. 4 months, we need to make a few more pedal jamaats to walk every. In Pakistan, at the moment, there are 1,200, not 4 month jamaats, 1,200 1 year pedal jamaats. Allah is accepting them, beloved brothers. What's hard for Allah? Put ourselves forward. Your standing is ibadat. Make dua. Ask Allah to accept us. Come, mashallah. We want more brothers. Go to those places where nobody has gone to. Mashallah. Maulana Abdul Rahim. Mashallah. Ready for 4 months pedal, mashallah. Ji. Muhammad, mashallah. Hafiz Muhammad Saleh ji. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah kabul from ma. Ji, mashallah. Karsani. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Each one make a niyat, mashallah. Nobody should be left. Maulana Ibrahim Kadwa, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Ji. We've got Ishtima, mashallah, central zone. We want a jamaat cash. Central zone should take out a 4 month pedal jamaat, inshallah. Jamaat is finishing tomorrow. At one stage, we were the only pedal jamaat in the country. Allah forgive us, beloved brothers. Sometimes there's 5, 6 jamaats used to be out. Allah shukur, one jamaat started in Cape Town, another one started in Johannesburg. So let us make niyat, inshallah. We want more brothers to walk. Go to those places that nobody wants to go through. Go and stay in those places and hug those people nobody wants to hug. On the day of Qiyamah, it is his feet. It is the land can bear witness. You don't understand the effect of this walking. What khair Allah has kept in it. MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Ji, what's the name? As'ad, Allah accept, mashaAllah. All these brothers who made niyat for 4 months, they can still stand up, inshallah. All those that made niyat, all those that stood up, mashallah. Few minutes, inshallah. All those brothers that made niyat for 4 months. And this other tashkil, nobody leave, inshallah. There's still a lot of, mashallah. More brothers, inshallah. Mashallah. Some more brothers, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. All these brothers, inshallah, just come onto the one side, inshallah. All these brothers, inshallah, some tartib will be made, inshallah. There's many other tashkil still there, brothers. We've got big ishtima, inshallah. We've got a lot of work, inshallah. Allah wants to take work. Ishtima comes with khair. Istima comes with barakat. Istima has its own nur. MashaAllah. All these brothers, inshallah. Just go to one side, inshallah. Nobody leave the majma, inshallah. Ji. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Those who haven't been, make niyat, inshallah. Within this year, who says 4 months, inshallah? India, Pakistan, mashallah. Bangladesh, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Come, mashallah. Allah accept. What's the name? What's the name? Your name? Hussein. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, mashallah. We are more brothers. Masjids make niyat. Mashallah, I'm sure all the masjids got their charts open. Who's got their charts open? Tashkil charts. They can just pick up their names, pick up their hands. Which masjids got their charts open?
Spingo
got it. Ashaval, mashallah. Which others? G? 2, 3, mashallah. Phoenix got their charts open. Every masjid, beloved brothers, is ishtima. One jamaat, Allah forgive us, is 10 brothers. And there's 3,000 people in our area. What is going to happen? 3,000 baligh males. What about the women folk in that home? What about the children in that home? Who's going to teach them deen? What is going to happen? What's happening in those homes? Come, mashallah. So masjid make niyat, inshallah. Jamaats before the ijtima, inshallah. Who's ready for chilla at least before the ijtima, inshallah? We want many jamaats to come out before ijtima. So which area, mashallah? Hafiz Hassan, mashallah. One whole jamaat from Spingo? Spingo Hills. Allah accept, mashallah. One whole jamaat. Who's with him, inshallah, can just make the himmat, give himmat to others, inshallah. Mashallah. Abdullah, Allah accept, mashallah. One jamaat from Ashaval. Allah accept, mashallah. Talking of jamaats before ijtima, inshallah. Ji. Two jamaats from Spingo Beach. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Which other areas? Jamaats before, mashallah. Masturat, inshallah. One masturat jamaat chilla, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Masturat, inshallah. Take out our own folk in the path of Allah. Ji. Mawla Khalid, inshallah. Masturat, Allah kabul, mashallah. Lotusville, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? We want many, many jamaats to come out in the path of Allah. Change of that environment. We don't know how much of khair Allah will bring, beloved brothers. Masturat will move in the path of Allah. Allah forgive us. We're making effort on the youngsters. Mashallah. We get maybe 2,500-3,000 youngsters coming for our jor. Last year, Allah's karam, some 96 jamaats went out. Of the 96, only 4 were masturat. 4 times 6 is how many? 24, 25. 25 women? What about the thousands that we've got? Or hundreds of thousands? Who's worrying about them? What's happening to those daughters? Those children in that home? I will just say, always speak about good, beloved brothers. But we cannot ignore the fact that is happening. Allah has given us a simple solution. Bring deen alive. We're in one place. And we're managed to get a venue on the last night or the last day. A family accommodated the ladies who had no deen in her life, from the progeny of Sahaba, knew nothing about deen, absolutely nothing. She welcomed the ladies with a short hair, half a top and half a short. First time in her life she's sitting in ta'aleem, listening about Allah and His Rasul's name. There was a youngster in the masjid. I told him, bring the young girls from your home. Bring them for the program. So he misunderstood. He went and brought 6 of his girlfriends and came. And he brought them to the masjid. So I told him, not here, take them to the house. They spend the afternoon, spend the evening. The next day they spend the morning. We had to leave at 12 o'clock for the airport. This girl hugged onto the cloaks of the woman with tears streaming down their cheeks. How can you leave us in this condition? And where can we get these clothes of haya to cover ourselves in? Allah has given us deen. This is Allah's ni'mat. Worry about the young girls in our areas. Make fikr, the ta'lim, mashallah, ta'lim, 20 ladies, mashallah, for the last 40 years. What restlessness are we bringing, beloved brothers? We have a work, use our minds and our hearts. Our minds and hearts has been given for dunya. This mind and heart, use it for Allah's deen. Allah is the doer, Allah is the change of hearts, beloved brothers. Make decision with Allah. Make feskas with Allah. Shake the arsh of Allah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyas, inshallah. Jamaat, inshallah. Ji. Fams, mashallah. Hafiz Zakari, Allah accept, mashallah. Which other areas, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Mashallah, the azaims have been made from the ishtima, mashallah. But let us make fikr. Our jamaats to come out. All those that made niyat for chilla, they can just stand up, inshallah. Those areas also that made the niyat, those few brothers, inshallah. The rest of us also. It's coming in the heart, let us make niyat, inshallah. So these brothers, inshallah, can come on one side. July holidays are coming. Let us make fikr, inshallah. We want masturat jamaats to come out in July, men's jamaats to come out in July. Students also to come out in July. Use our youth, inshallah. Let them spend some time. One individual we don't know. There was one youngster. He used to sit here in Shab Guzari every Friday. When he was in school, the teachers gave up hope on him. They said, you know what? Everybody can change, but Bilal will change. One weekend only in the path of Allah, Allah changed his life. He went for 4 months after matric. He was at university, he used to bring youngsters and come every Shab Guzari. He used to sit right in front. Black Amama, mashallah, handsome boy. He went with his mother for Hajj. Came back from Hajj, landed in the masjid. There was a Jamaat from Johannesburg. So they said that Bilal will only go if you come with us. So he went home, picked his bistar, he came to the masjid. He joined them for a few days. So we were going to make some fikr on the pedal Jamaat. In Stanga, we met him on the way, in Tongat. So he said, tomorrow morning I have to go take my auntie to the airport. I told him, don't leave me. He said, no, I have to go to the airport. He went, picked his auntie up, dropped off. The airport was in Spingo that day. He came back. He spent the morning with the Jamaat. Jamaat had come to Hilal that next morning. After Zohar, I met him leaving the masjid. So I told him, Bilal, why don't you eat? He said, it's 10th of Muharram, I'm fasting. On the way, met an accident, in coma for a few days, passed away. Everybody was crying in that Kabristan. Youngsters were crying, their fathers were crying, uncles were crying. How much of happiness he brought into how many homes. Last year, the time of our, just after the dua in Newcastle, 1-2 hours after that, after our Newcastle Ishtima, Mufti Ahmad phones me up. He said, Bilal's mother passed away. She was reading Quran, made khatam of Quran, made dua, and passed away. He said, we thought we'll bury her in Hafiz Bilal's qabr. They opened the qabr after 17 years. He passed away 17 years ago. The entire body was fresh. Even the planks also were intact. What effort Allah will give us, Bilal's brother. How many hearts will change? One youngster behind him. How many homes, how many hearts, how many mothers, how many changes. So we all make niyat, inshallah. Masjid, just pick your hands up quickly, inshallah. Which masjid will take our jamaat, inshallah? Quickly, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Lord as well, inshallah. Ji. Spingo, inshallah. Effingham, inshallah. What masjid, inshallah? Asheville, ji. Durban North. Greenwood Park, ji. Phoenix, inshallah. Ji. Everyone, inshallah. Let us take this back to our heart. Let us take out many jamaats, inshallah, in the path of Allah. And take out Mastura Jamaats also. Every masjid, inshallah, let us make fikr, inshallah. That how we'll take out these Jamaats, inshallah. We won't take them out. Allah is going to take it out. Wallah, we can't do anything. We are muhtaj on Allah. Like we are dependent on every breath. How we make decision with Allah. How we make festas with Allah. Haji Bhai Paji Rahmatan Ali, one day I was driving him. He had a severe pain in his leg for 9 months. The spine had collapsed. So got, become stuck to the spinal cord. The op was over 4 hours. We went in for 1 hour, came out after 4 hours. So before that, I told him, take it easy. He said, if this work wasn't haq, I'll take it easy. He said, Maulana Umar Sahab caught me by the Kaaba Sharif, shook me up and said, make decision with Allah. We have to make decision with Allah. Let the children cry. Let the families cry. Allah has given us Shab Guzari. Where are we sleeping, beloved brothers? How do we sleep at home on a night of fikr? How is it possible? When is the wife going to understand we've got a work? We've got a responsibility, beloved brothers. It's not some gathering. Deen in us, deen in our children will come with qurbani and sacrifice. So Allah has given us this great amanat, this great test, this great bounties Allah Pak has given us. Allah Pak accept us all, inshallah. Also, beloved brothers, door to door fikr. Let us divide our areas and let's see that how we cover every home, every individual. Bait, farad, farad. Every individual in every home. That how, inshallah, minimum we cover them twice, inshallah, and prepare them to come out in the path of Allah. Long weekend is coming, 14, 15, 16 of June. Let us take them out in the path of Allah. These are Mubarak nights. The amals of this night. Together with that, imagine somebody taking Allah's name, making the zikr of Allah. How many homes will change? So let us put our hearts, commit ourselves. After Isha also, 1 hour mulaqat, 2 hours what Allah gives us. We've got enough time till 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Let us make fikr in our areas. See how much of khair and barakat Allah Pak will bring in our areas. Allah Pak accept, inshallah. Brothers can sit in the halkas, inshallah. Let us think of all our takazas, put our hearts together. Our bus fikr also, let us start it from now. Start collecting the money for the brothers. Let them, inshallah, take part. start collecting the money, make fikr and prepare others. Allah pak give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanallahi rabbika izzati ma yasifun. Assalamu alaykum.